Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. I'm Michael Kelly. That guy over there is John Hancock. We go now to the Quiver River Electric guest line, where we're joined by former Congressman Joe Cunningham. He's the National Director of the Movement for No Labels. Mr. Cunningham, thank you for joining us here on KMOX in St. Louis.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Tell us what No Labels is and what it is that you all are trying to accomplish.
Yeah, of course. So No Labels is a C4. It's a nonprofit that's been around for over a dozen years and was started in an effort to bridge the partisan divide, to bring Democrats and Republicans together to tackle problems. It created the Problem Solvers Caucus, which I was a member of when I served, which is half Democrats, half Republicans. And that's the caucus that meets every single week, and the only place up there in D.C. where you have Democrats and Republicans gathering around a table regularly to try to address the problems and work together. They expanded that to be bicameral, so they have allies in the Senate. Every single piece of major bipartisan legislation in recent past has the fingerprints of this caucus on it, and that caucus is somewhat responsible for success. Recently, about a year and a half ago, we started looking at the presidential election and what would happen if it were a Trump versus Biden rematch. And folks thought we were crazy for thinking about that at the time, but lo and behold, here we are. And there's no sense in rehashing these numbers as to the majority, how the majority of Americans want another option. And that's what we're trying to position ourselves right now. Right now, we're trying to gain ballot access in all 50 states plus DC to run a bipartisan ticket should the American public want that. And I put that exception in place because there are a couple exceptions that are going to determine whether or not we're going to run a ticket
right
in this election.
One of the big hurdles for third parties, one, has been securing electoral votes, but like you said, is ballot access. Where do you stand right now on getting access in all 50 states and the district?
So look, we're on ballots in about 8 states so far. And hope to be on, 20 or so states by the end of the year. And this is all dictated by state law. So there's a lot of states we're not even able to apply to be on the ballot yet. A lot of states don't allow you to apply to be on until you have a named candidate. And again, we're not running the campaign. What we're doing is just securing the ballot access for another ticket should America want it. And I put that caveat in place because we would only move forward with this project if the major party nominees are deemed so unacceptable by the general public, just like Trump versus Biden. And also if polling and data shows that such a ticket would have a clear path to victory through the Electoral College.
Former Congressman Joe Cunningham is our guest. He's the national director of this No Labels movement. They are on the ballot in 8 states. They're working to get to all 50. And, historically, Joe, third-party candidates have run. Some have done, relatively well. Ross Perot in 1992, former President Theodore Roosevelt in 1912. Strom Thurmond got some electoral votes in 48. George Wallace got some in 68. They were kind of regional candidates. But there's never been a third party that's had a, outside of Roosevelt, Theodore, that's had a legitimate chance of winning because you've got to draw votes from both of the major parties. You can't just suck votes out of one party and hope to win. And I don't see how that works. Do you think, is there a viable chance that you can get enough Democrats to leave Biden and enough Republicans to leave Trump and get most of the 6 or 8% in the middle to win enough states to get 270 electoral votes?
Of course there's a chance. It depends on the atmosphere, right? The polling and data that we've done so far under a Trump versus Biden rematch, and that presents its own distinct dynamic because your listeners, they have their opinions about looking at that sequel. Most Americans don't want to watch it. And, you know, if it's the right ticket, it depends on the nominees, if we nominate a ticket. However, you know, the question becomes, who's responding to the majority of Americans who want another choice in 2024? I mean, again, looking at the numbers, 70% don't want Biden to run, 60-something percent don't want Trump to run. So timing is everything. And, you know, to paraphrase Victor Hugo, said there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And I think I'd ask the question, if not now, then when? I mean, we're at a historic moment in our country's history where we have two very unfavorable people running. And we're just trying to provide Americans with another voice and a choice should they want it.
There are a lot of folks in the pundit world who think that any third party effort is going to do much greater damage to Joe Biden and result in electing Donald Trump. Would you all continue to field a candidate if your data comes back and indicates that that is the case?
Yeah, we're not in it to spoil it. If we were to enter the race, you know, if you were to nominate a ticket, it would be getting in it to win it. This would have to be a contender. You know, so if it looked like it was just drawing votes away and had no pathway to victory, we wouldn't launch it, or it would be pulled down. Nobody's involved in this to spoil an election. And second of all, but I mean, taking a step back, this is the United States of America, and we value our choices and our freedoms. And what we're trying to do right now is just secure ballot access, which is a constitutional right. And we have we're within our rights to do that. And we're basically a mirror for the general American public, the vast majority. They're just looking for something else, and they're looking to tamper down the divisive rhetoric that exists in politics and to purge the partisanship out of our country. And that's what we did with Common Sense. We released this booklet of 30 different ideas on major topics on areas in which Democrats and Republicans can't agree on.
Congressman, your voice is booming right here out of the Gateway City through two states, Illinois and Missouri. Where do you stand on getting ballot access in those two states?
Well, I can't say definitively exactly where we are, but again, we're on eight states right now. We're not on those current ballots right now, but a lot of them are in the works. I got to say, too, while I'm on the show, it was an honor to have Governor Jay Nixon join our efforts, as the director of ballot integrity, to make sure that we're able to get on the ballot in 50 states plus Washington, D.C. And again, you know, if we decide to run a ticket, to give voters that choice.
We're hearing, of course, it's all speculation, I suppose, a ticket of Joe Manchin and Larry Hogan. Are we going to break some news this morning?
No, I don't have any news to give you. I'm not being coy here, but the truth is we haven't started taking a deep dive into candidates because we don't know if we're going to run a ticket yet. Again, stepping back, we're gaining ballot access, but we would nominate a ticket if those two conditions are met, if the two major party nominees are so unfavorable that it warrants another choice, and two, whether or not the ticket we would put together would have a shot at winning. So we'll probably start looking at candidates maybe later on this year, maybe early next year. But unfortunately, this Friday, I don't have any news to break for you.
Well, we've been joined by former Congressman Joe Cunningham. He's the national director of No Labels, a movement that might put a third-party candidate on the presidential ticket across this country in 2024. Joe, have yourself a great weekend. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
You do the same. Thank you.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.